You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is your captain. Our mission.
To chart the stars. Push the boundaries of what is known. And what is possible.
I'm standing on the surface of a comet.
I love this job.
Live long and prosper, my friends, in the immortal words of Dr. Spock. Thank you, David. He's giving me the Vulcan hand signal through the video chat
here.
That we do.
Yeah.
See, and Paul is calling me a nerd. Yeah. I don't care what you call me.
You're
I grew
Trekkie.
Up a Trekkie. My dad's a Trekkie. We're all Trekkies. I am totally watching this. Tim, I hope it's good. Tim Lammers, welcome to the show, and I am really excited about Strange New Worlds.
Well, hello, Jordana, and hello, Paul and Dave. And I can't do that V thing with my fingers. It's just
really?
Never
the
worked
Vulcan
out
hand
from
signal?
That Vulcan
really?
Thing. I've never been able to do it. But, yeah, all right, I'm on Jordana's side. I'm a nerd, too, for this kind of stuff. Yeah,
so
this
it was
is
good?
Called Strange New Worlds. And, yes, I think you're really going to like it, Jordana. This is what I like about the series. I mean, obviously, we had that original one beginning in 1966 with James T. Kirk and William Shatner and Leonard mm-hmm. Nimoy and Spock and all those great folks. This actually takes place 10 years before Kirk takes over the Enterprise. So oh. if you're familiar oh. with Star Trek lore, and I know that you are, Jordana, at least. I don't know about the other guys.
Oh, no. Yes.
You know, he actually took the place of Christopher Pike, Captain Christopher Pike, who has been portrayed over the years in different things like the Star Trek reboot in 2009 with Chris Pine. So, mm-hmm. you know, here we have Anson Mount playing him. He actually lives in Bear Creek, Montana in the distant future when he's called to take command of the Starship Enterprise. He has this past classified incident that's really bugging him, though, and he doesn't want to talk about it, but he has no choice since his first in command, number one, played by Rebecca Romijn, has gone missing. So, again, 10 years before Kirk, so naturally the show is mainly about Pike, but you do have Spock in this one, played by Ethan Peck, who is the grandson of Gregory Peck.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
sort of an interesting thing there.
Yeah.
And you do have characters
Finch.
Playing Cadet O'Hara and Nurse Chapel.
Okay.
So, you know, there are familiar characters here, and it really does feel like Star Trek. You know, I mean, that's the key cool. to me all these years, whether it's been a Star Wars movie or TV series or a Star Trek TV series or movies. If you can get that tone, and this one has that tone, you're really going to like the series.
So, Tim, this is a really high bar. I mean, when it comes to acting, when it comes to CG, computer graphics, when I think Star Trek, I mean, and I'm also debating, I already have at least 92 different streaming services. Is it worth adding Paramount Plus just to be able to watch this?
Well, look, I actually reviewed the Godfather series, The Offer. That's also on Paramount Plus. So they're really putting out some great content now. High bar as far as Star Trek is concerned. Look, just coincidentally, because my youngest son likes to start prolific series from the very beginning. He says, Dad, let's watch the original Star Trek. And I just honestly started watching it. You know, as cheesy as it could be, as over-enunciating everything that Captain Kirk says, you know, he's overacting, he's a ham bone, but I loved Bill Shatner in that series. Yep. You know, you're never going to recreate that tone, that feeling that you had when you saw that originally. But they do carry the torch forward quite well. I mean, we've had Next Generation. We've had a slew of movies. There have been, you know, Discovery, Star Trek, I think it's called Enterprise. You know, a bunch of different series. Some are better than others. And this one I really liked. And certainly for the special effects now. I mean, they're eons ahead of what you saw in 1966. But I have to say, going back and watching that series recently, those are pretty darn good special effects for 1966. So,
did you notice, Tim?
Strove for the best.
And did you notice that Kirk, you know, has sex with all the alien women?
Oh, sure. No.
He does. I mean, that's the thing.
Yes, he does. We discussed this actually when Kirk went to actual space that Captain Kirk, he likes to have his dalliances, green alien women,
purple 10 heads, lots of arms. Yep. Oh, yeah, Kirk was throwing it around in space. Mm-hmm.
There are references to Kirk in this series, though, so I think we're going to see... I'm sorry. I'm trying to transition away from the sex stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. Good luck with that.
Not me. I'm going to bring us back there. I want to talk more about Captain Kirk having sex with aliens. Okay, I'm sorry, Tim. I'm sorry.
All right.
But there is, I will tell you, Jordana, to make you happy, there are some scenes that are pretty suggestive in this show already in the first episode, right off the bat. But without Kirk, somebody else has to step forward, and I think you might surprised as to who that character is.
Interesting. Okay. All right. We need to edit Jordana. So moving ahead, here's a clip from the original HBO Max miniseries, The Staircase.
Kathleen Peterson was found dead at the bottom of the couple's staircase.
Peterson's husband is novelist Michael Peterson.
The cop was on me instantly.
There was sufficient evidence to warrant a trial.
The injuries are not consistent with a fall down the stairs.
The charge, first-degree murder.
No way in this world my father ever would have hurt Kathleen.
We're like, Dad, we believe you.
He wanted to give the appearance that this was a wholesome, functioning family. Well, that simply is not true.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
This is called The Staircase, based on a true case. To be quite frank about it, I never heard of it. And so it's interesting for me as a viewer. Now, here's the temptation. You start watching it, you're immediately fascinated, and then you want to start looking up details. Well, don't do that. If you don't know anything about the case, let this series unfold. So I've stayed away from the real-life facts, okay? But this is streaming on HBO Max, and the reason I was immediately in, without knowing it was a real murder even, was the fact that you got Colin Firth as this husband accused of murdering his wife, Kathleen, played by Toni Collette. He finds her bloodied at the bottom of this staircase in their home. She has 35 wounds. It's obvious this thing wasn't an accident. But the case isn't so cut and dry. So this series starts out with the death, but naturally, if you got somebody like Toni Collette in your series, you don't want to kill her off in the first scene and that's it. You know, they got flashback scenes in connection with the death, things that examine Michael's character. There are suggestions how Kathleen's death could have been an accident, suggestions she could have been murdered somewhere else other than the home where she was found. So, You know, obviously it's great storytelling. And again, I can't wait to get through the whole thing to find out how things, you know, panned out. So again, if you've never heard of this case, start cold with the series and then do all the reading you want afterwards. I just think it's a very fascinating thing without knowing any prior knowledge of it, without having prior knowledge.
Yeah. I remember being on the air when this case was unfolding, but now that I'm thinking about it and I didn't Google it, I can't remember how it ends. And I think I'm going to watch it, and I promise I won't Google.
This is Google is the bane of our existence, my existence, when it comes to watching shows, especially series.
Right.
Because my wife, Lori, my dear wife of nearly 38 years, will Google how it ends, and she'll just slip that into conversation. I go, you cannot do that.
Really?
Why are you looking ahead? Oh, yeah, yeah, the guy dies in episode 7. Okay, I don't want to hear that.
You know, whenever I see movies long ahead of time before anybody else does, and naturally somebody's going to ask you, what's it all about? I basically go with the Shakespeare line, everybody dies. And that kind of just shuts everything down, you know? When I thought Peterson, I thought of that other Peterson case with the husband who murdered
his
pregnant wife.
Yep. And Lacey.
Scott Peterson, exactly. So I knew about that case. But oddly enough, not about this. This happened in 2001, the murder. And apparently it just played out in the courts over 16 years. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of interesting things ahead. This is a miniseries, so it's not like we're going to get to the end of it and they're going to make us wait for another year to find out what happens. This will wrap up in its 8 episodes.
Okay.
All right, Tim, we're out of time. Thank you so much.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.